right, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Bit of a crazy weekend for weather around the province.
It was.
Hail, like in Cabri and down in the south,
that was crazy.
Southwest. Yeah, and then, of course, some funnel cloud formations in and around Hepburn, for sure.
That's,
I saw
just
one.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So, it poured in our area Saturday.
Good enough.
I will take that over hail.
Yeah, give us some rain. Let's go. Fire it up for the whole province.
No kidding, right?
Here. So, but yeah, it was. It's beginning to be that time of year now. You never know if there's
right?
going to be a crazy thundercracker rolling right? through. What do we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Over the weekend, Luke Combs received 34 new certifications.
Ooh.
From the Recording Industry Association of America.
So official.
That makes him the second highest selling country artist of all time. He only trails Garth Brooks, which
yep.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Luke Combs, he brought out Miranda Lambert for a surprise performance at Bonnaroo this weekend. They ended up performing Outrunning Your Memory together.
Always love when artists do that whole, you know, surprise
right?
musical guest thing.
Especially someone like Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. A fan recently held up his phone at an Ella Langley show, and on it it said, "Wink if Riley's a dumbass."
Oh.
And Ella saw the fan and ended up winking at him, so.
Yeah, as she probably would.
I'll say, not playing into the dating rumors at all.
Yeah.
Three unreleased Waylon Jennings albums are on the way. The first is called Songbird. It'll be out October the 3rd. Shooter Jennings made the announcement yesterday that these are coming out. And Post Malone is apparently planning to have a follow-up album to F1 Trillion. And he says to expect even more traditional country sounds, drawing on influences of early George Strait and 1980s George Jones.
They should call it F1 Quadrillion, I think.
Ooh, yes.
Just keep on that theme
yeah.
of more and more ridiculous yeah. numbers for it. I think it'd be awesome. There yeah. you go. That is our Country Music Insider this morning.